This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Presented by Finley Roofing on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
We are excited about the upcoming season. We're excited about the offseason because we like our draft class. But with that said, Mike, today we find out what numbers these guys are going to be wearing. And ironically, some Falcon fans are in their bag. You're in your feels.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to rock Jalen Walker in the number 11. So what's the hole up, swole up?
Oh, wait a minute. 11. Who wore 11?
Julio!
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Where is Julio?
Yes.
Hey, man, I get it. You're a fan, and he's the greatest, if not the greatest. I mean, I'm a Roddy White guy personally, but I get Julio is the guy that's going to go in the Hall of Fame. But, I mean, come on, guys. This team doesn't retire numbers. I mean, you may not have remembered that, you know, Michael Vick's number 7 went to Younghoe Koo. You know, I mean, and I would think that for those same guys crying about this, that would have irked you as well.
I agree. I mean, like, seriously, Mike Vick had obviously one of the biggest impacts in the history, not just here, in the NFL. And you didn't have any problems going, cool.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. I mean, like, I'm not questioning your Falcon fandom, sorry, tongue twister, but, you know, number 11 was issued to Logan Whiteside in 2020. Did you know that, Day-Day? Logan Whiteside.
The quarterback?
I don't remember anyone calling him, yo, Dukes and Bell, that's some bull blank. No, Logan Whiteside, rock number 11. Yes, now a guy who's going to hopefully have a really long career with the Falcons, Jalen Walker, is going to rock number 11. They don't retire numbers. At some point, there'll be a 2, I guess. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. If Pettix says one day, I want to switch to 2, knock it out. I don't think Matt Ryan would care.
No.
But right now, 11 is going to be Walker.
And I'm fine with that. And I hope you are, too. I get it. We have this sentimental connection, Mike, to guys that wore these numbers. Because, again, we had the jerseys or whatever it might be, and you support your guys. But, I mean, really, to hear the pushback on some of this is like, really? This is just what it is. And this is, gets back to that conversation where rookies come in and, like, want a particular number that has been retired by certain teams. Teams should stop this nonsense. By the way, when we draft you and you come in here, here are the numbers that are off the table. Let's not even discuss these because they have been retired. These are legendary players, and their numbers won't be worn here. That shuts all of that other crap down, Mike, when guys come in and like, well, you know, I've worn it since I was 6. You weren't even born when this guy was playing.
I mean, with the Giants, it's been like a real hot-button issue with our sister station. You know, Boomer was talking about it on the morning show. I mean, Phil Simms, he took them to 2 Super Bowls. He won one, the second one he got hurt, and Hostetler actually had to play in the game. But Phil Simms was 11, you know, and a lot of Giants fans are going, that's still, you know, a number we're not going to see another guy wear. So if you're Abdul Carter, you got to pivot. You know, I mean, like, if I'm the Giants, I got to be honest, I let him wear 11.
Okay.
I mean, it's been years, okay? And to be honest, even when he was winning, Nobody liked Phil Simms. I'm going to go. Sorry. I'm going to go. And we've had him on the show a few times. It wasn't like, I do remember distinctly people going, oh, let's stick with Hostetler. Anyway, LT at 56, that's a whole other kettle of fish.
Yeah, you're not messing with that. Like, I don't care who you are, kid, coming in, right. 56 is off limits. But that's up to the teams, Mike. They've got to do that. But to your point about the Falcons, I just feel like seeing these fresh faces come in. Pierce, by the way, 27, great. He rocked that in college. No, nobody else did. Okay, get your number. That's great.
Right.
But if somebody has the number you wanted, or like we talked about Shedeur Sanders early in the week, he's been 2, 2, 2, 2, 2. Now he's going to be 12 because he can't be 2, right?
Yeah, and now Shedeur, I mean, I saw this thing. Are you telling me Shedeur Sanders, I'm not sure, it's going to be the defensive tackle, Travis Hunter, is going to actually go 21 and then get on the sideline, put on another jersey and be 12 when he's a wide receiver? That seems a bit much.
Yeah,
I saw that today. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
The pushback is crazy. So Mike and I were discussing this. Look, we've talked about a lot of things today. You need to be here at 2 every day, all right? Show's a big show. But the fact is, we've got to allow these young guys to grow into their own, Mike. And speaking of the young guys, a quick update. We're going to have one of these new rookies on the show tomorrow. I don't know who, and I don't know when. But I'm going to tell you that there's a chance you could hear Xavier Watts or Bowman on the show, or Nelson, one of the other rookies that we drafted, because we're trying to give you a chance to get to know these guys as they come into the ATL. As a matter of fact, rookie minicamp starts this week. So that is why all of this is being announced with the numbers and all that stuff is going on. But tomorrow, make sure you tune in because we're going to get a chance to talk to one of these guys.
It is kind of cool, though. You'll have Jesse Bates rocking 3 and Xavier Watts, 31.
Yeah.
Right. You mentioned Bowman, another guy, all that same position at 33. And we said it earlier. Can I say it again?
What's that?
Oh, Nelson's going to wear 69.
Yes, he is.
From Wisconsin, the big tackle. We'll see what he can do with this team. This is 1 year, as I said to Carl last, was a few months back. I'm not going to be a hype man, but I mean, once I get up to camp and we get to see these dudes, can't wait. I'm looking forward to seeing what Nick Nash. I'm excited, actually, for the first time in a long time, about some of these undrafted free agents, like Kobe Bryant from Kansas, etc.
Those are diamonds in the rough. Meaning if they make the team.
Yeah, odds are long. Yeah,
yes.
Maybe practice squad, you never know.
You never know. But if they make the team, Mike, but we've seen it time and time again, and then have an effect on the team, right, then that's when you know that your scouting department is doing the right thing, where we're inviting the right guys to come be a part of our organization. They're going to grow, coach them up, they get better, and then at some point they have an effect on your team. But, yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I feel like some of these guys – the corner out of Kansas, we continue to talk about, this guy could, I think he might make the team. I really do. I mean, I'm surprised with him that he wasn't drafted. He was one of the best corners in the country. But, okay, this is my path. I'm going to take it. But I agree with you. Like, the undrafted free agents, that's going to be a separate watch when we get to camp. And as we start to target some of these guys that we're trying to keep an eye on for you. And this year, the good news is, Falcon fans, you're going to get a chance to go up there. I mean, last year they had all the construction. It was weird. I know you guys were like, what happened? But this year, you'll be back up there with us.
Hey, thanks to AI. It's pretty funny. You can type in. Guys said, yeah, they do. I said, no, the Falcons don't retire numbers. So I just typed in, do the Falcons retire numbers? And you get the immediate breakdown. They don't.
They have that area over.
Don't, you know, and that's, they get so mad at me when I bring this
up.
Well,
yes, but where is the wall of
Falcon famous? I would love to see the names somewhere in the stadium.
It's outside?
They have the individual, like, placard things that are on the 300 level. There's a whole I know it's there. I've just never seen it.
No,
I know it's there.
Well, the plaza, when we used to do those bug parties out there before the games, they were lit, by the way. You could see where they had all this stuff, but it was on one side of the state. I'm trying to remember.
They got a big slab of concrete up on one of those pillars. I just saying, you put the names and the numbers from Jeff Van Oat and Bart Cowley. Although, I just thought, Jesse, I don't know. That's just me.
Okay.
I'd like to see it somewhere where I'm in my seat. I can see it. I know the Falcons get upset when I bring this up because we pay a tribute to these guys. I've never seen it.
Yeah, it is on one side. I just forget what side it's on,
right.
But it's there. Either way, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Tomorrow, a bunch of other guests are going to stop by as well, and we will dive deeper into what's going on with the Braves. Hopefully they can keep this thing going, man. So we're looking forward to that. By the way, 6 o'clock, Turtles got you. 6 o'clock, the night show. So stay tuned for that. Hey, as we were discussing today and talking a lot about it, by the way, NBA playoffs continues tonight. Knicks stole one. Can they steal another one?
Well, I mean, is Joe Mazzulla going to say, hey, guys, keep launching those threes? As we talked about the other day, was it Nick Friedel we had on? Friedel, he was talking about from our Odyssey NBA Insider that, look, that's their DNA. It's the stupid analytics, and they live and die with the three. But I can't imagine if they're not feeling their shot tonight at TD Garden that somehow they're going to keep chucking threes.
They can't.
I mean, when you get, you said you called out Jason Tatum. You got the athleticism. Get to the rack. Jaylen Brown can get to the rack. I mean, it just, it drives me nuts. The crazy thing, I was going to save this for Clear My Throat, but I'll mention it now. I don't know how you're the Timberwolves and you lose Steph Curry and you lose that game. I mean, they got Steph Curry out for a week with a grade one hamstring. And you've got guys who look like Nick Offerman from like Parks and Recreation out there. And you're not throwing these guys into the stands? I mean, shame on Minnesota, man. They look soft as Charmin.
No, they really did. And OKC, they got to bounce back. So, you know, this. Here's the thing. Nobody expected these games to be stole with the road teams, and it's kind of happened across the board, right?
You think Celtics come back with a fury tonight and smoke the Knicks?
I do.
You going to bet it?
No. No, because I don't trust them. Like to your point the other night, I was like, oh, they're at home. Knicks just went through a
Whoa, Boston minus 10.5.
I know. It's a lot.
You want to take the Knicks?
No.
McCall?
Nope.
My guy?
Nope. Stop it. No.
I mean, Steve's going to solicit this.
He was
soliciting me last week.
But no, the answer, I cannot. I think the Celtics bounce back, but I'm not going to tell you. And if they blow them out, it wouldn't surprise me. Guys, again, if they're hitting those threes, if they don't miss 45 the other night, it is a blowout.
Vegas expects both home teams and higher-ranked teams to blast them. Thunder are also a 10.5-point favorite tonight.
Now, but they beat everybody this year by 10 or more. That's kind of the norm for them. We'll see, man. We're going to talk more about that tomorrow as well. All right, Dom, we got to make way for the night show, man. Let's get out of here and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Big shout out to our guest, Mike Kay from the Charlotte Observer. He covers the Panthers, does a really good job, man, and was breaking down their draft and what he thinks they're going to look like. It's funny because he said what I've been saying. The Saints are in rebuild mode. And he thinks Charlotte's going to be okay. He thinks we're going to be fine. He does not feel that way about the Saints. Go listen to the interview. It's online at odyssey.com. Dom, great job as always. Hey, man, we got to give a big shout out, Mike, to our teammate, Big O, and his beautiful wife, Brittany. They had their kid today, Henry, Benjamin, Patton, Romaine. Pretty impressive.
Like I said, I mean, it sounds like the kid's already got a CEO coming his way. He's going to be a big shot somewhere.
Pretty impressive. All right, Day-Day, great job. We're back at you guys tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Yeah, man. I referenced it earlier. The killer instinct, where does it not exist in the NBA? I mean, look, normally the Celtics under Joe Mazzulla usually have a bad game in the middle of a series where they just basically mail it in. You know, it's usually we're going back to Boston. We'll finish this series at home. But, I mean, where is the killer instinct? I know Rudy Gobert is French, Iceland, but it just boggles the mind when you've got a team and they don't have Steph Curry on the floor and you let him come into your house and beat him. Ant-Man, stop yelling at the refs. I mean, Carl, there was plays down at the other end of the floor. He's busy at the other end yelling. I mean, it reminded me of like when Trey loses his poise. Come on, you young bucks. Get your head right. Start smoking these old dudes.
I don't know what is the bigger moment, but three of them happen on this date. I'm talking about NBA playoff moments. 1989 on this day. You guys know what happened? Jordan hits the shot over Craig Elo. Then, in 1994, the Nuggets, the first 8 seed to beat a number 1 seed, taking out the Seattle Supersonics. You guys remember, rest his soul, Dikembe on the floor.
Holding the ball.
Yeah. And then, on this date, Reggie Miller and the Pacers scored 8 points in 9 seconds in game 1 against the Knicks.
Oh, wow.
Some pretty historical things have gone down. Maybe we see another one tonight. Hey, if you love the show.
Tell your friends.
If you don't.
You missed all of Reggie Miller's shots because Spike Lee was standing up in front of you.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40. period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.